I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner declared a harvest emergency for the state. The designation allows farmers to exceed weight limits on roads as they transport their products to market. Mark Reichert is a farmer near Auburn, south of Springfield.
We as farmers who are involved with agriculture and those who know agriculture know that we are always looking for ways to increase efficiencies, improve our operations, and control costs.
This is the second harvest emergency in a row. Governor Rauner signed a law permanently easing weight limits for farmers during harvest, though that doesn't take effect until next year. In order to legally exceed the limits, farmers will have to obtain a free permit from IDOT. In other news, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's announcement that he will not seek a third term took many by surprise, including U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Mary Hansen has more.
The longtime Democrat got the call about Emanuel's decision during hearings for Brett Kavanaugh's appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Durbin expected with Emanuel's fundraising he'd be in the race, but now he says it's an open field.
The race is now up for grabs completely in the city of Chicago. I don't have a favorite. I haven't endorsed anyone. A couple people have called to say they're running. We'll see.
A dozen candidates were already in the race before Emanuel made his announcement. Now more are expected. The deadline for filing paperwork is November 26th. The primary election is next February. I'm Mary Hansen.
Last year, about 6,000 nursing home residents who were hospitalized had sepsis, a bloodstream infection that can quickly turn fatal. About 1 in 5 patients died. Sepsis develops in bedridden patients and can be prevented by turning immobile people every 2 hours. But nursing homes around the nation failed to prevent bed sores and other infections that can lead to sepsis. Advocates and regulators blame poor staffing levels. Illinois nursing homes have among the lowest staffing levels for nurses and aides in the country. They also fall below national norms for risks of pressure sores or failure to properly treat them. About 60% of Illinois nursing homes have been cited by inspectors for this deficiency. Matt Harmon, executive director of the Illinois Healthcare Association, agrees low staffing is an issue that diminishes the quality of care. He also says Illinois' Medicaid payment rates for nursing homes are lower than most states. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News.
I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting WSIU News. SIU's swimming and diving team has been slapped with fines and probation after the NCAA found rule violations. The Daily Egyptian reports the standard and aggravated infractions involved diving coach Joy Zhao arranging tryouts and lessons for ineligible players, and that head coach Rick Walker knew about Zhao's activity. The NCAA says penalties for those violations include Zhao and Walker will be suspended and will both have the infractions added to their records. Dozens of lessons were given to at least 2 athletes who got benefits before they were eligible. In addition, the swimming and diving team will have to vacate any team results earned with those ineligible athletes, and there will be recruitment restrictions as well. Research shows sowing cover crops after harvest helps farmers improve their soil and protect waterways. Cover crops cost money, though, but a new Environmental Defense Fund report finds savings on multiple farm expenses can balance that out. Southwest Iowa farmer Mark Peterson, who was not involved in this particular study, says he's been planting them for 7 years.
I went into it saying I can't afford to send my soil and my nutrients down to the Gulf of Mexico where they don't want them. We've got to keep them on the farm, and cover crops are doing a lot to accomplish that.
He says next year he'll cut his herbicide and fertilizer expenses in half on his soybean fields. The report's authors say they hope to find food companies, crop insurers, and banks that will see financial benefits of cover crops as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.